Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's ESPN 1700 AM, the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host, Ryan White.
And Big Mac David McKelvin.
Today on the show, we have Aaron Putroff, partner with Living Legacy, as well as Brian Davis, Director of Business Development with AccuPlan. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And we've also got with us Brian Davis. Brian Davis is a repeat offender.
Uh-oh.
Brian Davis comes to us from AccuPlan Benefits Services. He is a certified IRA custodian. Is that right?
We are a custodian, but I'm a certified IRA services provider. So I help people with self-directed IRAs.
Well, here's what we're talking about. We've got $4.7 trillion out there in individual retirement accounts as of 2010. And 98% of that is just doing the traditional thing, and 2% of that is actually taking the road less traveled, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
Excited to talk more about it.
We also have Aaron here to talk about the 15 financial rules to live by. I didn't know there were 15. That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, there are 15, and it's not quite as complicated as it sounds.
It's also going to compare the benefits of a 15-year mortgage to a 30-year mortgage. We would assume that the benefits in having a shorter mortgage outweigh the length of a 30-year mortgage, but maybe not. It sounds like you have some information to debunk that myth, so to speak.
Well, common thinking is that a 15-year mortgage will be cheaper. Oftentimes what we find, though, when you measure the true impact across all areas of your financial life, it's not necessarily cheaper than a 30-year mortgage.
Got it. Well, we'll get into that ahead.
Well, I tell you, you know, you probably heard people have been down at the courthouse steps and they've been buying real estate. They've been buying and flipping real estate. They've been making a lot of money. A lot of people have been on the sidelines watching this sort of thing. A lot of people have been in the game. And some people wonder, where are these folks getting all this cash from? So, Brian, I mean, you've got some insight on that.
Yeah, well, again, $4.7 trillion in IRAs out there. And there's a little-known vehicle out there called a self-directed IRA. So your IRA has to have a custodian in order to make investments. And AccuPlan, we have our own custodian called American Estate and Trust and allow people to invest in the alternative investment marketplace. Right now, we're mostly seeing real estate, notes, investment in private businesses, and precious metals. So real estate right now is a big market, especially in San Diego, and people are taking advantage of that by taking their retirement funds or other people's retirement funds and investing in real estate.
I'd say it's quite a mess out there right now. What was it? Zillow came out and said that, I guess, year over year, we're 39% down over the inventory that we had last year. And that's they pulled 30 areas, and San Diego was the one with the least amount of inventory right now.
It's a tough game right now for the investor out there. They're having – right now the inventory is low here in San Diego, as I'm sure most of your listeners that are into real estate know. The ones that are finding deals are being able to take advantage of, you know, the great rates right now and property values rising. So they're being able to buy these places, fix them up, and sell them. And, again, a lot of people are doing this with IRA money.
Well, that brings up a good point. We're finding that really the only way of finding a deal, if you will, is something that's not on the market. That being said, we've dedicated the last 6 months to door knocking in Solana Beach. We have 6 to 7 homes that are for sale but not on the market, as well as Aslan. Those guys have been on here a couple times. They sent me their list. They have 67 homes that they've already purchased that they're renovating and will be on the market but are not yet. So that's 70-ish properties to choose from that nobody else knows about. We've got access to them here. The helpline, 888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593. Brian can tell you how to use your retirement money to buy them.
Yeah, let's just say that you're working for the man. You're frustrated about the process. You're thinking, hey, I've invested quite a bit of my money into a retirement plan. Wouldn't it be nice if I was able to self-direct that and really get more in the game of what's going on? Because you may be sitting there thinking to yourself, I feel like real estate's a good investment. I've heard enough news. I feel like it's a tangible product that I can put my shadow on and manage myself. And perhaps I can self-direct my money better than it's been directed currently. So one of the ways to do that is to get one of these IRA checkbook business trust. Is that right?
That is correct. So a lot of people are using a very complex situation and taking their IRAs, opening up an IRA with us, creating an entity like an LLC or a business trust like I'm talking about here, and then they can have checkbook control of their retirement account and do the investing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, you're talking about, you know, the volume of people investing on the courthouse steps in San Diego has declined hugely over the past year or two. But if you want to be able to make a quick investment, if you go through your custodian, it's going to take you a few days to cross all the T's and dot all the I's and have the custodian send the money. So what people are doing is creating an entity. And so this business trust is one of those entities. So the IRA becomes the beneficiary of the trust. We direct the IRA custodian to move the client's IRA funds into the trust. The IRA owner is the trustee of said trust. The trust gets its own tax ID number, gets its own bank account. So you can have checkbook control of your IRA. You can go to the courthouse steps and buy these properties yourselves. Or, you know, it's like something that I do. I loan money out to fix and flippers and just be able to do that on my own time as opposed to going through the process of going through the custodian.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, we're not just talking about buying and flipping property, making a yield spread on some quick turn. But, you know, let's just say that you want to go down, you want to start buying cars at the auction and you want to sell them. I mean, this is something that is self-directed. This is something that you actually have a checkbook in hand. At that moment, you make a decision, boom, you write a check and the money's there.
Yes.
Versus some of the traditional self-directed programs, which take, you know, a whole process of approval. Mm-hmm. This checkbook plan is a lot better.
So tell me more about what you're doing with your retirement money.
So I've been lending my retirement funds. I have a Roth IRA, and I have it set up through one of these business trusts that I am the trustee of. And I've been loaning my money out to fix and flip investors. Now, I don't have a huge IRA. I'm only 34 years old, and my retirement took a hit back in 2007, like a lot of people's did. But I've been, you know, following my own advice of what I do and self-directing those funds in real estate. So, for instance, I just got into a deal yesterday with some guys that I know very well that are fixing and flipping a lot of properties. They have a hard money loan first, and they're looking to buy more properties. So I came in as a second trustee position, put up my money to them in a second trustee position, and I'm going to get a 10 to 12% return. I mean, that's what I'm hoping to get, and hoping to do that within a six-month window. So the returns there can be great, but it's something that's a little more risky than being in a first trustee position for those familiar with real estate. But there's still equity there, and the market's still going up right now, so I feel comfortable doing it. It's not for everybody, but for those people that can understand that and feel comfortable with it, it's something that you can do. This is an option for you.
What kind of a return are you getting?
Generally about 10 to 12% simple interest return. So not per annum, per deal.
Per deal. And you're able to do two or three deals a year? Is that the idea?
Correct. Last year I did two of them. This year I've already done one, and I'm just got into my second one. So hopefully this year I'll do three or four. Depends how quickly those turn around after they fix and flip them.
I just want to let everybody know out there, we're not necessarily endorsing this sort of thing, because this is a very risky, complicated investment that we're talking about here.
Again,
let's actually break that down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so some hard money lender loans a fix and flip company money.
Yes.
They go out there and they buy this property with the hard money. They fix and flip it. Then they've got potential upside.
Right.
You're comfortable enough with seeing that the real estate is appreciated enough that you're going to take a second position.
Correct.
Behind
and,
that.
And, you know, just for the basics out there, the first trustee always gets paid off first when funds come in, and then to the second trustee. So, you know, a lot of people got burned doing this 5 years ago.
Well, yeah. Just look at what, Wells Fargo? not Wells Fargo, but Washington Mutual? Right?
Yeah.
They used to give out second mortgages like crazy, and they took a beating.
Right. So this isn't something I'm looking to maybe do long term, but for right now, it looks like it makes sense. And
okay, so for the fix and flipper guys, mm-hmm. you give them some cash. They put a second lien on the property. They take that cash. They go back out and start the next project.
Exactly. These guys are doing, you know, 30, 40 deals a year.
Mm-hmm.
So it benefits them that they have some more cash free up so they can go start on their next project.
Mm-hmm. So another aspect of investing with this self-directed IRA plan is to actually invest in notes. right? I mean, you could be a part of this first trust deed.
Correct.
By investing with these hard money lenders. Is that right?
A very large percentage of my clients right now are teaming up with the hard money lenders and going in on first trust deed position with them. They're either buying the note all themselves or they're even fractionalizing the trust deed into multiple pieces, and their IRA is just owning a portion of that first trust deed.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, you recently did one of these, right?
We're using the retirement plan to – we've got two in Allied Gardens that we bought. And actually, these are the third and fourth. Two were successfully done.
Congratulations.
And third and fourth now where we're purchasing for cash with retirement money and renovating and hope to sell once it's done.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you talked about this inventory that's not on the market. In fact, we've noticed that with the shortage of inventory, it's rare that we see these REOs. We're just not seeing the banks foreclose on properties as much as they used to. It's fair to say that that ship may have sailed. Also, there's less and less conversation about this shadow inventory that we used to hear. However, you know, we're seeing some of these properties. Like, for example, Ryan, we had that email come in today about the approval of that short sale in Solana Beach. That single-family house that the bank said they would sell for, right,
$690.
Yeah, $690. So, you know, there are some things that are coming up that are not on the MLS as of yet that people are, you know, participating in. And,
right.
And Brian, you work with a lot of investors out there that are looking to acquire a lot of these properties.
Exactly. I work with a lot of investors, and I work with, the other side of the coin is there's a lot of these bigger companies that might have private funds. So they have like a limited partnership or an LLC, and that they're investing in fix and flips, and your IRA can go invest into their fund and get a preferred return.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many things that your IRA can do. Real estate's, you know, one of the more glamorous ones, and in San Diego being such a big real estate market, it's one that a lot of people are starting to be able to look at and use their retirement funds to get involved.
Mm-hmm. When we come back, we're going to dive a little bit more into the fix and flip return, and we're going to talk more about actually taking your SEP IRA or your 401k, doing this rollover, and actually investing in precious metals, raw metals, where you can actually have the metal in your possession if you feel so inclined. And we're also going to talk potentially about this rollover for business startups.
Yes.
When we come back.
The law is on your side. That's right. The laws are designed to protect consumers from being riddled with debt. They're designed that way so that you can become debt-free and get a fresh start. You should do what I did. When I had financial stress, I called William McDonald with the McDonald Legal Group. Find out how you can use the law to your advantage. Delete your debt and keep your stuff. You got credit card debt, timeshares, old IRS debt, collections, medical bills, any of this stuff can be wiped away with the Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and it only takes 100 days. Call William McDonald today. 800-997-1235. 800-997-1235. Or go online, sandiegobankruptcy.us. 800-997-1235.
This is Lisa with the McDonald Legal Group. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Just having an estate plan or trust in place isn't always enough to make difficult times less challenging for you and your family. Life is full of change. This is why it's so important to have your estate documents reviewed regularly. Contact my attorney, Jared Causa, with Neil Diamant Law Firm, and find out if a review of your estate plan is needed. 619-238-1712. Since life changes so quickly, make sure your estate is properly handled. 619-238-1712 for your free consultation. Just mention Mr. Credit. 619-238-1712.
Have you been arrested recently? Are you facing a DUI or criminal charges? Are you losing sleep at night because you just don't know what to do? Melissa Bobrow is a criminal defense attorney who is not afraid to go to trial and do whatever it takes to defend her clients. Call her now for a free consultation at 619-800-5434. That's 619-800-5434. Melissa Bobrow, there to help you with the worst problem of your life. Get your free consultation. 619-800-5434. That's 619-800-5434.
Welcome back to ESPN 1700. You're on the show with Real Estate Hour here with your host,
Ryan White,
and myself, Big Mac David McKelvin. We took a break here with Brian Davis talking about the self-directed IRA plan. And, you know, welcome with it.
Thank you.
And we're also here with Aaron Petroff. Aaron is a financial planner.
I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. Okay, so, you know, this $4.7 trillion IRA as of 2010, money in IRAs, mm-hmm. and I guess 98% of that's traditional. We're talking about the road less traveled here. 2% of the market is actually invested with the self-directed.
Right, that number's starting to grow. A lot of news came out last year. Mitt Romney, when his financials came out, he has a $100 million self-directed IRA that he actually has invested offshore in a blind trust in the Cayman Islands. So talk about complexities. There you go. But it did bring a lot of attention to it. And, you know, I do a lot of presentations and show an interview on the Today Show that talked about it last year. But it's a growing industry. More and more custodians are coming into play. And a lot more people are wanting to take their money off the sidelines. Even though the stock market right now is at all-time highs, you know, they want to take control of it themselves and maybe invest part of it, at least, into, you know, real estate or something to that nature.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you see in the majority of your clients are doing?
I'm seeing the majority of my clients right now investing in real estate, notes, and then, you know, private businesses. So mm-hmm. A lot of times some venture capital funds. Mm-hmm. So I work with a few local venture capital companies here in San Diego, and they'll have some of their clients invest in venture capital funds where they're looking for, you know, 10 times returns, but that's over a 5 and 10 year period sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You mentioned before that there are programs out there where you can invest in real estate where it's just plug and play. So you buy a piece of real estate that's already got a renter in place. There's companies out there that you can work with.
Yeah, so a lot of these fix and flip companies will come to you, then they might do a presentation and they'll say, hey, you know, you don't have to invest in property X over here. We have 20 properties and you can invest in all of them to kind of, you know, lower your risk, so to speak. So they'll have some type of private fund, like a limited partnership or, you know, an LLC, which your IRA can invest in. So your IRA becomes a subscriber to their partnership or to their LLC.
And
you get a preferred return that way. So that is something we're also seeing a lot, especially the larger fix and flip guys as opposed to, you know, a
onesie-twosie kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you get deeper discounts, theoretically, with more money pulled together.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what they're looking for.
Maybe you buy a whole real estate tape, you know, was something that was a word thrown around quite a bit at the banking industry because the banks had all these REOs and they were selling bulk REOs
right.
for, you know, obviously a lot of money. But when you divide it out, yeah. it may have been
And you can buy good. Tapes of notes, too. So people are buying distressed notes and tapes of those. You know, I work with some guys that are buying tapes of notes and like Alabama and Florida.
So what does that mean, a tape of notes?
So they buy a pool of these different notes that the banks have put together, and they put it together on what they call a tape. And so there's just a big variety of different notes on there. But sometimes that's not the best philosophy because some of those notes could be terrible and some of them could be really profitable.
Usually there are some of them that are terrible. That's the idea is that they have good ones bundled with the bad ones. That's the tape concept. And was it – I mean, maybe it's obvious, but what does it mean when you're buying a note? What does that mean?
So I have a trust deed on property on 555 Main Street. So that deed is a note. So a lot of times these banks have these notes that nobody's paying on, especially a lot of second mortgages. So I see this a lot. There's all these distressed second mortgage notes, and the banks aren't foreclosing on them. And so they're like, all right, we want to move these off of our books. And so they're selling them at a deep discount to investors. In the second market, you're seeing them at like 10 cents on the dollar where people can buy them. So like let's say it's a $50,000 mortgage, you're being able to buy it for like $5,000. And then the buyer of the note tries to reconcile with the owner of the property to clean up that note and get them paid.
So a note is the recorded document.
Correct.
That is a promise to pay.
Exactly.
And it's recorded against the property. And when they're non-performing, as you're describing, there's an opportunity to purchase them at deep discounts.
Right.
And this is something that you can do with your retirement plan through AccuPlan.
Exactly.
You know, there was some things that were happening behind the scenes that were very interesting, I think, in terms of people buying these notes at a discount, mm-hmm. and they were turning around and contacting the owner and saying, hey, let's modify this thing.
That's what they're doing.
Right. I'll discount the note by 35% if you'll agree to, you know, restart making your payments again.
That's the whole philosophy. They want them to get those things cash flowing again so it was worth their while to pay the 10 cents on the dollar. And then hopefully they get it reperforming again, and then they either have a cash machine coming in or they go ahead and in turn sell the note back to somebody else on the market.
Yeah, a lot of times we'll do these short sales, and then the first mortgage will say, well, we'll throw the second mortgage a certain percentage of the sale. And, you know, we're seeing them settle for like 5%, maybe sometimes 10% or something in between. And, you know, that may just be enough to get the investor that bought that second mortgage out free and clear. So they buy these second mortgage notes.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's short sold, they usually get something. Maybe they recapture their full investment. And if they renegotiate it, maybe they end up getting, you know, more than that.
Exactly. So that's exactly what we're seeing.
So people are able to, through the self-directed IRA, by contacting you, because obviously you know a little bit more about it. You're involved on many different levels, and I would say in some cases pretty risky levels.
Right. Well, you know, I'm not a financial advisor. I do want to make that clear. I'm a third-party administrator, and we have our own custodian. So this allows you to self-direct it. So you're the one in charge in finding the investments. I do a lot of educational seminars and webinars with folks that do these types of investments, but by no means can I say you need to invest with this guy. This is where you're going to make your money. It's truly a vehicle for somebody that wants to take control of their retirement themselves, invest in what they know best.
Now, you've been doing this for over 10 years, and when we talked, you had worked for a previous company that did a similar thing.
Correct.
Obviously, that company, the reason why you moved was because they were charging more.
Correct.
So now you're able to do the same thing for less.
Exactly.
And you're local here in San Diego. If mm-hmm. you guys have an interest in contacting Brian Davis at AccuPlan, or you can just go to his website. Really, yeah. Right? You got an application right there online, right?
Yeah, you can check me out at AccuPlanSanDiego.com, or you can always email me at BrianDavis@AccuPlan.net.
Right, exactly. What was that number again?
You can call me at 619-892-2438. That's my direct line.
Well, let's just say that I'm conservative with my investment plan,
mm-hmm.
okay? We talked a lot about being aggressive. Let's be conservative. And you've got plans where people can actually purchase precious metals with this money.
Correct. You know, people want to buy the metals themselves. You can buy them directly through a metals dealer in the name of your retirement account. They get held at a depository, but the physical metals themselves you can own in your IRA. I mean, a lot of us have probably seen those late night commercials, buy metals in your IRA, but that's something else that we do and that a lot of people like to know, that they can hold those hard assets in their IRA as opposed to, you know, maybe owning an ETF. I'm not saying anyone's right or wrong, but it's just another way that people can do it.
Okay. Aaron Petroff from a partner at Living Legacy is here. Now, tell us, what is an ETF? So if I came to you and said, I've got $50,000, I want to invest in precious metals, what is an ETF?
Well, in general, an exchange-traded fund is a way to buy a fractional interest in some underlying investment. So it could be in companies like found on a stock exchange or commodities or precious metals or any number of investments that ETFs have been created for. What it does is allow you to maybe buy a wider range of investments from a particular class than you'd be able to do so on your own.
Okay. So you're investing in a share of a precious metal?
Well, I think in the case of an ETF that would specialize in, let's say, a commodity such as a precious metal, there's going to be some underlying amount, number of ounces that are held in some trust somewhere that would be represented by a share. And that's going to vary from ETF to ETF.
Okay. And so, Brian, you actually have a way through, you know, obviously not necessarily saying one's better than the other, but you have a way to, when people go through the self-directed, if they do this checkbook self-directed IRA, they can actually get the metal.
They could potentially hold the metals themselves if they did this through their business trust or other checkbook entity that they created, yes.
So if you're out there and you're thinking the end is near and you want to actually hold on to the metal in that safe you got from Costco, you can do it with the self-directed IRA. Is that right?
Correct. It might be, you might be safer putting in a depository, but if that's where
there's a way to do that, right? If,
yes.
If you don't do the checkbook one, you can actually get the metal that's held somewhere else, did you say?
Yeah. I mean, our company has a relationship with Brinks in Utah that holds these metals for, you know, $8 to $12 a month, where a lot of people, if we do it directly through the custodian, we actually require that. So generally, it's a safer way. You don't want to have your house just loaded with gold unless you have a very nice safety system going on.
Absolutely. You're blushing over there. It sounds like you might have some gold laying around. Who knows?
No. I'm more the real estate side than precious metals myself.
You'd rather get that 10 to 12% per deal, right?
Is that exactly.
Okay. Well, you know, Aaron, if somebody was to invest in gold, what does that look like today for you?
Well, I would say typically if somebody wants to invest in gold with a financial advisor, they're usually going to be doing that through some type of exchange-traded fund or possibly a mutual fund as well.
Okay, fantastic.
Well, we have ahead of us, when we come back, I'm going to go through the 15 financial rules to live by. I'm not sure we'll get through all of them, but let's certainly go through the 15. And also, we are going to compare a 15-year mortgage versus a 30-year mortgage and maybe debunk the normal conception that 15 years better. I don't know. We'll find out. Aaron seems to think.
I've always looked at the paperwork and saw, geez, look at all the savings by going the 15-year route. I mean, maybe there's some light we can shed on this subject.
All ahead of us when we come back.
According to the Government Accountability Office, over 70% of people have errors on their credit report. Let me tell you, these errors are not helping your credit score. They are hurting it. Hi, Mr. Credit here. Look, the fact is, credit repair can work, but it's just too expensive for most people to be able to afford it. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a non-profit company that has a flat-fee credit repair system for only $4.99 per person. If you or anyone you know wants to improve their credit, just call the Credit Repair Helpline and speak with an expert for free today. 800-525-1349. That's 1-800-525-1349. Don't let the banksters and credit bureaus win the battle of destroying your credit so they can make a profit. Fight back today. Call 1-800-525-1349.
Tim with Sports Living.
That's 1-800-525-1349. 49. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com or text the word audit to 84444.
Snow and more snow.
There's 4 feet of fresh up top. You got new boards, no fog goggles, helmet, everything you need except how to get there. But Jeep Wrangler is the answer. With plenty of cargo space and the performance and fuel efficiency of a 3.6 liter V6, you can hit the mountain in comfort and style. So get a Jeep Wrangler and never miss another adventure in paradise. Jeep, official sponsor of X Games Teenies. Winter doesn't stand a chance. Jeep is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
You want to enjoy whiskey, but you don't want the whiskey burn. Well, what if whiskey wasn't hard to drink? What if it was easy? What if I told you it can be? Try the light, easy taste of Canadian Mist Whiskey. Triple distilled and aged in oak on the shores of the Georgian Bay. So lighten up with Canadian Mist. This is going to be easy. Drink responsibly. Canadian Mist Blended Canadian Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, Brown Foreman, Louisville, Kentucky.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. Once upon a time, the great financier J. Paul Getty was asked the secret of his success. "I always sold too soon," Getty answered. For years now, Bill Belichick has been the J. Paul Getty of the NFL. No one will ever accuse Belichick of hanging on to old stars too long for sentimental reasons. When your time in New England is up, it's up. Sometimes too soon. Belichick sold too soon again on Wednesday when he let slot receiver Wes Welker leave for the Denver Broncos and signed Danny Amendola, in essence, to take his place. This is a fascinating gamble on Belichick's part. Amendola is 4 years younger than Welker, but Welker, at 31, caught 118 passes last season. He's been Tom Brady's go-to guy in almost any tough situation for the last 5 years. Clearly, Belichick thinks Amendola is a better investment right now. But Brady without Welker may be like Abbott without Costello. I'm John Feinstein.
Safelite replace.
Julian with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safelite Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for Safelite or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face to face, you're more likely to see eye to eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code SPORTS for a free 30-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
Want a great excuse to get out of spring cleaning? Tell your wife you're headed to Napa to pick up the $20.99 oil change special. Get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil or Max Life high mileage motor oil and a Napa silver oil filter for just $20.99. Spring cleaning is more fun when you're cleaning up savings. So pick up the Napa oil change special today. Tell them you heard it on the radio and they'll take off $3 more. See store for details. Offer expires 3/31/13.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back. ESPN 1700 AM is the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
Big Mac David McKelvin,
and myself, Ryan White. We just finished up with Brian Davis here with AccuPlan, going over everything you can do with your retirement funds. And we're going to jump right in to Aaron Putroff. He is a wealth distribution planning specialist with Living Legacy. The website is livinglegacyllc.com. He has prepared a list for us here of the 15 financial rules to live by. Seems like a lengthy list, but you explained it was fairly simple earlier. Yeah. We'll take us through the list. What's is it first on the list? Is that most important or just alphabetically?
No, it's not necessarily by order of importance. I think the key thing, though, to understand is that there are four areas in which we make financial decisions in our life. And those four areas are protection, assets, liabilities, and cash flow. And what you find with traditional planning is decisions are oftentimes made from a very micro perspective, meaning the client makes a decision in one area without really considering the ripple effect that decision has on every other aspect of their financial life.
Okay, I can see that.
So each of these areas actually has their own rules. And maybe, you know, one of the first rules to jump into would be under the area of protection, and that is protect first. Sometimes, one of the questions I like to ask, and you know, I'll ask you, Ryan, is retirement tomorrow for you? What's the likelihood that you would retire tomorrow?
Pretty slim.
And what's the likelihood that one of your children would go to college tomorrow?
Pretty slim.
So, does it make sense that we would be putting money away for retirement or college when that's years down the road, yet we haven't protected against the things that could erode or destroy our wealth.
Yeah.
And so maybe I'll just, you know, I share a personal example here. I think it's relevant. You know, when I was 10, my dad was injured in an accident at work. And over the course of many years, he had a number of surgeries on his back and neck to the point where he'd actually never worked again. He got back to work a little bit, but he was never able to work again full time, right? Mm-hmm. Disability, the whole deal. Now, my parents didn't have a very strong relationship to begin with, and they were not very good managers of their wealth or money or stewards of their cash flow. And so the strain that this put on them actually put my parents, caused the divorce, or it certainly helped lead to the divorce. It they filed bankruptcy, and my brothers and I lived with my grandparents in their basement for a year.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hence your why.
Yeah, that really, I mean, that's really what motivates me, because, you know, I can't stop life from happening. Life is going to happen. What happens, happens. What I can do is help my clients put strategies in place to make sure that if the worst happens, that, you know, we've got it covered from a financial perspective.
Okay.
You know, in that particular example, had he had income protection, you know, maybe in the form of just disability insurance, that would have replaced the cash that he lost when he couldn't work. And it wouldn't have put such financial pressure on the family, right? So what I find is the public has been led to believe that they should, you know, put dollar cost average into their investment or their retirement portfolio or their 529, yet they haven't even taken care of protecting against those worst case scenarios in life, both legal and insurance protections that they should put in place so that if the worst does happen, it won't put the family under.
So, Aaron, I think what you're saying is that the philosophy for your company, Living Legacy, is to really shore up the ship now, making sure that it's going to sail smoothly rather than try to figure out what's going on in the future while you've got all kinds of potential disasters at hand.
Right. That's absolutely true. We need to protect against all those bad things that could happen. And then once that's done, now we begin really saving for the future, putting money away for retirement, planning for college educations, those sorts of things.
We're on with Aaron Putroff, partner with Living Legacy. The helpline, 888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593. He's going over the 15 financial rules to live by. We've just hit on protection first. Also, his website here, livinglegacyllc.com. What's number two?
Well, if we want to go into number two under the protection area, again, we're starting with, we talked about those four areas of our financial life: protection, assets, liabilities, and cash flow. Number two under protection is full replacement, meaning if something happens, if your house is destroyed, it's not good enough to have half of it replaced. If you had a 3,000 square foot home and your property and casualty agent says, congratulations, you can rebuild a 2,000 square foot home, is that going to be good enough for you and your family? Yet, when we had the fires in San Diego, I guess going on 5 years ago, you can still drive by empty lots in Rancho Bernardo where they didn't have the money to rebuild.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, you
can. Just a chimney stack.
So there's certainly value in reviewing one's insurance coverage for dwelling and, as you mentioned previously, income protection as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And so part of our process is when we work with a client, our order of care is we've got to take care of protection first. I mean, if I don't address this, and it doesn't matter how good of rate of return I got you in your investments, if we don't address this and something happens, all that wealth that we created elsewhere will be wiped out. So we've got to do this first. We got to take care of it to its full replacement value. And then once these things are put in place, now we start really worrying about asset allocations and savings and investments.
And so your firm has the ability to go through and look at a homeowner's insurance policy or perhaps suggest income replacement or income insurance methods should there be an injury, things of that nature.
Yes, that is correct. And maybe a good example of that would be that you know, I recently began working with a couple, and prior to us working together, the husband hit three cars at a stoplight.
Ooh.
Inattentive driving.
Could happen on a Thursday afternoon, right?
It could. Now, nobody was hurt, or at least it appeared that nobody was hurt. Nobody went to the hospital or, you know, saw a doctor at that point in time. Though later what happened is one of the people whom he hit actually retained a lawyer and, you know, started saying that they would like some money, right? Well, about that time, I began working with the client, and what I found was, in reviewing their property and casualty insurance or their auto insurance, was that they had the state minimums for liability insurance. So that was $25,000 of coverage per person. And what that means is if that accident turns into something more, if there were a judgment or a lawsuit or something, now the insurance company is on the hook for the $25,000. And the client is on the hook for anything above that. Well, again, if we talk about the interdependent nature, the four areas we make financial decisions, that seemingly micro decision under auto insurance could lead to liquidating assets to pay a claim or pay for a lawsuit, rather. It could lead to taking out a second mortgage on the home to pay it off. And either of those would lead to reduced cash flow because they'd either have to replenish assets or they would have to pay off that loan.
I can see how that'd be an absolute disaster, for sure. And that, I do understand what you're saying about protection first. We're on with Aaron Petroff here, Living Legacy, livinglegacyllc.com, going through the 15 financial rules to live by. And the emphasis here is on protection first. What about lifetime protection?
Well, lifetime protection simply means that whatever we find that is worth insuring, it wouldn't make sense to drop that coverage at some point. I mean, would it make sense to pay off your home, no longer have homeowner's insurance required by the mortgage company, and drop the coverage?
Right. It doesn't make sense.
Why would it make sense for your life insurance to drop off the books at 65 by design? Why would it just wouldn't make sense. If it's worth protecting, it's worth protecting forever.
This seems like you're able to provide a more encompassing financial plan that goes beyond, you know, invest in this, invest in that. It's more of a life plan almost.
That's true, and thank you for noticing. What we find with traditional planning is it's simply about aiming towards some type of financial target, right? Traditional planning is what's known as needs-based planning. 98% of the public is doing needs-based planning, whether they know that or not. And what that's all about is trying to use a crystal ball to pick some type of financial target that's 20, 30 years out in the future, and then aiming towards that target. So a traditional planner would say to you, you know, Ryan, how much do you think you need in retirement? And you might do some calculations in your head, or you might work together, and, you know, you come up with some type of number. But the reality is, how do you know? How do you really know that that number is going to be correct 30 years from now when you reach a traditional retirement age?
Yeah, best guess
possible.
Funny
you say that, because my daughter asked me that very same question this morning. Maybe she's going to be a financial planner when she grows up.
Maybe she will. Maybe she will.
When we come back, we are going to continue going through the 15 financial rules to live by here with Aaron Petroff with Living Legacy. And if we have time, we're going to touch on 15-year versus a 30-year mortgage. It's ahead of us when we come back.
Hi, Mr. Credit here. I can't tell you how excited I am to have Bruce McPherson with Security One Lending as a regular guest on the show and my go-to guy for reverse mortgages. Listen, if you're 62 years or older and you own a home, whether you have a mortgage or not, chances are you can benefit from one of today's HECM reverse mortgage options. Just call Bruce McPherson at 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174. You can just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com. Over the past 9 years, Bruce has really earned his reputation as an honest, ethical reverse mortgage advisor, and he's someone I genuinely trust, and you can too. Don't let old myths about reverse mortgages keep you from calling to get the facts. Today's government-insured HECM reverse mortgages are incredibly flexible, whether you need money now or just want to be prepared for the future. Call your local expert, Bruce McPherson, today and get all the answers you need for free. 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174, or just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com.
Have you been selected for an audit by the IRS? Do you owe the IRS money and want to find a way to settle your account as quickly and easily as possible? Hi, Mr. Credit here. Listen, I had the IRS come knocking on my door over $600, which I didn't even owe them as it turns out. I know how scary this stuff can be. The good news is I know exactly what to do. My tax attorney, Jeffrey Kahn, is board certified and works only on tax-related issues. He understands how the IRS works and how to make the most of each situation. And get this, mention Mr. Credit when you call and get a free consultation and a tax resolution plan, $500 value, absolutely free. Call Jeffrey Kahn today at 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829 today and get these tax issues behind you as quickly as possible. 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The road hates your engine. They are adversaries, enemies, foes. The road will attack your engine with dirt, dust, and grime through your air filter any way it can. Fight back. Reclaim the horsepower the road tries to steal. Every 12,000 miles, it's easy to change to a Fram air filter that keeps dirt, dust, and grime out of your engine. If it's on the road, there's a Fram that fits. Find your Fram air filter at your local automotive store.
Para resultados y más información acerca de este programa, consultar la página espnradio1700.com.
Welcome. It's ESPN 1700 AM Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
Big Mac David McKelvin,
and myself, Ryan White. In studio today, Aaron Putroff, partner with Living Legacy, as well as Brian Davis with AccuPlan. Just before the break, we were talking about the 15 financial rules to live by with a focus on protection, but now we're going to skip down to cash flow. I like cash flow.
That's right.
Cash flow.
I think we all like cash flow.
That can
flow.
Solve a lot of problems.
So the first rule under cash flow is that, well, let me take a step back. So oftentimes what you find is the public has been taught to put money into some type of investment vehicle. And let's say that that investment vehicle is a brokerage account or a taxable investment. And then maybe they're dollar cost averaging by putting contributions into that account on a monthly or annual basis even. So when you look at things from a micro perspective, what you might see is that you're hopefully earning a rate of return and you're hopefully going to get an exponential growth on that account at some point in the future, right? I mean, the market does what the market does, but the idea is you get growth each and every year. Mm-hmm. Well, when you first start the account, that account is producing, if it produces a rate of return or a positive rate of return, it produces a tax as well. That's why we get a 1099. Now, the tax is small in the first few years, but as that account grows, that tax will also grow side by side. And in fact, it's growing at the same rate. So it could be that you have such a large tax burden being created by that one account that the taxes are actually bigger than the contributions you're making.
Really?
Well, right. So if you're putting, you know, a few hundred dollars a month into the account, you see that coming out of one pocket, but what you're not seeing draining out the other side is the taxes you're paying. And so if the contributions were $5,000 a year, but the tax created by the account was $7,000 or $8,000 or $9,000 a year, you're actually going backwards. And so maybe there might be a strategy involved where you could peel gains off that account every year and try and get it into some type of tax advantaged vehicle or other types of strategies to reduce those taxes on a moving forward basis as well.
It does make sense. I mean, I've never thought of it that way, but it does make sense when you point it out like that.
Well, and it's when you look at things again from that wide angle point of view and understand that there are four areas we make those financial decisions. And so what what often emerges when you look at things from that wide-angle point of view is that every decision we make has a ripple effect on the rest of our financial life.
You know, I tell you, when you do mortgages, there's that thing called a truth in lending disclosure that comes out, and it talks about percentages and things like that. It talks about how much you're going to pay over the life of the loan, the big chunk of money that you pay. Because obviously when you start making your mortgage payment, very small amounts of it are actually going to principal. So when you compare that to the 15-year mortgage, I mean, it looks right from looking at that micro perspective that right away that 15-year mortgage is the choice to make if you can do it. But this is just a different, perhaps refreshing angle to look at this from, because, you know, it's not necessarily that obvious.
Right. So if you think about what are the reasons that people would traditionally do a 15-year mortgage? Well, it might be they saw that truth in lending statement and they saw that the interest paid on a 15-year mortgage is smaller than a 30-year mortgage. Or maybe they saw that they were paying a lower rate, you know, interest rate on the note. Well, again, from a micro perspective, that would make perfect sense. However, for a lot of people, when you look at things from that wide angle point of view, what you see is the savings isn't nearly so big as you thought it was. And oftentimes, there won't be any savings at all when you compare a 15 to a 30-year mortgage.
And why is that?
Well, so what happens is with a mortgage, you're paying interest. And as you pay off that mortgage, the amount of money or payment going towards interest decreases. What is one of the biggest tax deductions that the average family has?
Mortgage interest.
Mortgage interest. So as you pay off that mortgage, you've got less interest to deduct, and that's what you see. You're paying less interest. But here on the other side, what you don't see is your taxes are going up. Mm-hmm. So with a 15-year mortgage, you're paying the note off quicker on one side, but on the other side, taxes are increasing, all other things being equal. So there's a perception that paying less interest is better, and that may or may not be true. However, you got to take into account what's the tax impact as well. Another thing that drives people to choose a 15-year mortgage over a 30-year mortgage is that they see that it's a lower interest rate.
Sure.
Well, in this day and age, what you may notice is the interest rates are pretty compressed because interest rates are just low altogether, and so that difference might only be 1%.
If that.
Yeah, if that, I would imagine.
Right. And then the typical strategy for somebody who chooses a 15-year mortgage is they say, listen, I'm going to pay off my 15-year mortgage first, and then I'm going to take that money I was paying towards a mortgage, and I'm going to put that in some type of investment plan or some type of strategy to accumulate wealth in traditional investments. But the thing is, when you do that, you cut 15 years off that time it takes to reach the exponential curve that you hope to get someday.
I think that's one of the most important aspects, and you were mentioning this in the break, that people feel that they're going to go for the 15-year mortgage, pay their home off, and then start investing.
Right.
And that puts you 15 years behind, like you said, the exponential curve where the real gains are, so to speak.
Sure.
You're making interest on interest.
Absolutely. I mean, the goal, if you follow the traditional approach to planning, it's I'm going to save money or invest money. The money I invest will earn interest, and then my interest will earn interest. And someday I hope to experience an exponential growth right about the time I'm looking at retirement. So if you wait 15 years to pay off your mortgage and then redirect all that cash flow into an investment plan, you've lost those 15 years. Now, if you had the mortgage or didn't have the mortgage, your house is still going to grow at whatever rate it's going to grow at. So by paying off the mortgage sooner with a 15-year mortgage or later with a 30-year really didn't impact what the house grew in value to.
I can see that. I can see that.
We're really talking about just stepping back and really taking a smarter look at what we're doing. Because a lot of times when people are doing their refinance, and a lot of people are doing that right now with rates as low as they are, you know, they're looking at just literally what they're seeing in front of them. They're thinking, geez, I could do the 15-year, the payment's more,
yep,
but I'm going to save all this interest, and over the life of the loan, I'm going to save all this extra payment. In fact, I'm going to have my house paid off in 15 years. There is a lot of people out there that really buy into that, and I certainly say that I'd like to have my house paid off in 15 years. However, there may be another approach where you look at and say, you know, I'm going to spend a little bit more money over the life of the loan, but I'm going to save money now, which I could invest.
Sure.
And I'm going to have a larger interest rate deduction over a longer period of time.
You know, and maybe, you know, there are other factors that go into any type of decision like this, but maybe you put money into some type of tax-advantaged vehicle, you grow that money there, and you still pay off your mortgage early, but you do it in a lump sum, if it makes sense at the time, right?
I see.
I mean, what if you just grew an extra pot of money over here that you had control over, and that, let's say, at, you know, 15 years down the road, if it made sense at that time, you just take the money out and pay off the mortgage.
We're on with Aaron Petroff. He's a partner here with Living Legacy, the website Living Legacy LLC, talking about the 15 financial rules to live by, as well as most recently here comparing the 15 and 30 year mortgage. Back to the cash flow domain rules, what about cost of living?
Well, I think with cost of living, one of the things I coach my clients to is if you want to be able to maintain your standard of living when you retire, you've got to save 15% of your income. That's just the only way it works. And what we find is traditional planning pushes people to spend too much on stuff. And what they do is they don't save enough money, and then they try and compensate for lack of savings by getting a higher rate of return on their investments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so when you say savings, risk, you just mean just cold hard cash on it, sitting in the account.
Actually, I was kind of using that as a generic term. When I say 15%, I mean whether that be in a savings account or a CD or permanent life insurance or
just
traditional
savings,
investments.
But you
right.
can invest it in something secure
yeah.
to get a better rate of return, but savings overall.
Yeah, just in right, 15, all types of vehicles.
It's not hard to remember that.
That's the recommendation to get you where we need to be.
Yeah, and what I find with clients is, you know, they've got life happening, and so what mm-hmm. we've got to do is we've got to dive in and really understand where their finances are, get a snapshot, and then help them put strategies in place to create savings habits.
Savings habits.
Right.
Nobody likes those.
Well, you know, because nobody likes going on a diet, right?
No.
And so a budget is oftentimes associated as being a financial diet.
Okay, that's a good way to look at it. A necessary evil, let's say.
Right, but what if we could, you know, find efficiencies elsewhere, mm-hmm. recapture that inefficiency, and be able to drive more money towards savings without necessarily reducing lifestyle too much?
Well, that's really it there, is the inefficiencies.
Yeah.
Recapture the inefficiencies. That makes a lot of sense.
Large aspect of the planning that I do is looking at things from a big picture and then finding those inefficiencies and recapturing that money through various strategies.
Yeah, because I think we're all familiar with the concept to save. You know, that's not a new thing. But if you can do it in a way that doesn't change your lifestyle through recapturing inefficiencies, that's a big plus. I mean, that's a huge value to be able to achieve some amount of this 15% savings with no massive changes.
Right. I mean, everything has to have financial balance. And so one of the things that, you know, I observe is that by simply understanding where our money goes, we tend to become more efficient. If we just do the practice of observing where our money goes, we tend to find money that maybe we don't need to spend from lifestyle. But the majority of the inefficiency is going to come from elsewhere. Maybe we can find strategies to recapture tax dollars that would otherwise be leaving our balance sheet, or, you know, even a 15 versus a 30-year mortgage.
Right.
Find that cash flow that was going towards a 15. Does it make more sense?
Yeah, there's a lot of programs out there. In fact, you can get on a program where you make double mortgage payments or split the mortgage payment up every month. So it's the same amount of money, but you pay first in the 15th rather than at the end of the month. And you're actually paying 15 days early interest. And you can shave off, I think, 4 or 5 years of your mortgage, of your 30-year mortgage. So there's a lot of different ways with the same amount of outlay, you can end up with a whole lot better situation.
Gentlemen. Thanks for being with us. One more time, Aaron Petroff, Living Legacy, LivingLegacyLLC.com, as well as
Brian Davis is here with AccuPlan. 10 years in the business, switched companies because now you can offer a better, more efficient program. We're talking about investing in whatever you want with a self-directed IRA, but you've got to have a custodian, and that's what you do. You don't make the recommendations. Basically, you provide the vehicle in which people can then choose their own direction.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
Coming up next, Sports Court with Tim Strommel. Stay tuned.